This is the Generations Radio Broadcast. Kevin Swanson, your host with you. Steve Vaughn also on this edition. And Steve, I thought this particular article was going to be of interest to you as well, because I know part of your passion is to prepare young people for life. And that's been my passion for years. I've mentored something like 35 to 40 young men over a period of 15 years. I've got like about 15 or 16 young men that I'm working with today. And this has just been a huge part of my ministry and my life and my calling. And I really am trying to encourage others to this, because ultimately, you know, I love these guys and I want to be sure that they're successful in life. That is, they're fulfilling the calling that God has on their life and well prepared for it. So I know that's your passion as well.
Yes.
It turns out college isn't doing it. College is just not quite doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, less and less people with degrees are getting the jobs that they went to college for. Of course, there's degrees that are just stupid degrees anyway, but it seems as though that the college graduates have some of the highest unemployment rates, even still, having the college degree.
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly what the Fox Business article is addressing here that I pulled off just this morning. U.S. is shifting, it says, from degree-centric economy to a skill-centric economy, experts say. Now, again, this isn't just, you know, that homeschool weirdo, Kevin Swanson, that's just trying to encourage everybody to stay out of the box and all that. And of course, that's what I've been doing for the last 25 years. But this is Fox Business, you know. And of course, CNBC has been doing some of this as well. MSNBC, I think, has had some articles on this sort of stuff, at least the business element, not so much, you know, the mainstream liberal press, but pretty much the business end of it has been warning families about this sort of thing for the last 15 years. And I guess my encouragement to homeschooling families is, yes, they're out of the box. A lot of them kind of lose confidence and they want to get right back into the box. But my encouragement is stay out of the box and consider that the economy itself has been changing. And we're going through some of the most massive transitions any economy has faced, and at least since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution in the 1820s. So we're looking at a massive, massive shift in economies going on right now. That being the case, start, you know, considering yourself to be okay to be out of the box and to seek wisdom from God as to how to proceed with your children between, say, 18 and 28 years of age as you work them into the macroeconomy or work them back into a household-based economy. All right, so this article speaks of, yeah, I mean, college graduates aren't getting degrees, and it's the kids with the BSs and the BAs that are probably worse off than anybody else in the economy now. According to Ramsey Solutions' Ken Coleman, upskilling constantly and specializing in a specific craft is the game going forward. All right, so that's the point this guy makes. Told Fox Business that he believes over time degrees are going to become less valuable. Instead, people should look at what direction they want to go in, what skill sets are needed for those roles, and where to attain them. Specific upskilling on the path that you want to go. It's a lot easier and a lot less time-consuming than the potential four-year degree or two-year degree. We're going to see more and more fields stop requiring a college degree. We've already seen that big time, especially with a lot of the large corporations. Really shocking how many large corporations are moving away from a degree-based to a skill-based hiring system. Upskilling, he says, is a term used to describe when an employee is provided with training programs and development opportunities to expand their abilities and minimize skill gaps. In July, apparently this ADP looked at data representing more than 16 million people at more than 31,000 U.S. employers from January 29th to May 2024. So it's a huge study done. They discovered that finding a job in today's market has been harder for those who have attained a bachelor's degree. The data showed that as hiring rates fell for jobs that require college degrees, turnover rates fell even more. But for jobs without advanced degree requirements, turnover rates fell more slowly in comparison to hiring rates, leading to slower growth in that sector of the labor market. What makes matters worse is that the tight labor market is coupled with the changing nature of work for these careers, such as the growth of AI, hybrid, and remote workplaces. Headstrom continues to see young people who opt for four-year college degrees not landing jobs upon graduation that they were expecting, leaving them disillusioned and in debt, quote unquote. At the same time, the skilled labor gap continues to widen with more opportunities for highly trained professionals in skilled careers spanning construction, industrial and manufacturing, creative and service. a rise in demand for skilled careers and skilled talent, and a drop in demand for four-year degree jobs has no doubt fueled the tool belt generation phenomena among 20-somethings who are turning to vocational and trade schools more and more to get a jump on high-paying, in-demand careers, he added. All right, so that's the Fox Business report that just came hot off the press. College is failing for a lot of reasons. Hey, number one, it doesn't prepare a person to be relevant and ready to take on a job. It just is a bunch of book learning, very little life integration involved. As you know, life integration is one of the four most basic principles for a quality education as presented by my book, Upgrade the 10 Secrets to the Best Education for Your Child, which is really just biblical principles relating to knowledge and education. That's all it is. I just summarized those things in my book, Upgrade. But life integration, absolutely essential. If your children are getting knowledge, but not bringing along with a concomitant life integration to those things that they're learning, then it's just irrelevant and useless and really almost counterproductive. So most education is a waste of time, oftentimes counterproductive. Why? Because of a lack of the integration element. But the life integration element can only happen in the kitchen. It can only happen in the family economy. It can only happen when a person is actually out in the real world doing real world things. And that's why, of course, when it comes to education, Steve, A, students wind up teaching, and B, students end up working for C students.
Because the C students are out there doing, whereas the A students have learned the process but have never done it.
The best engineer I knew, he's an engineering manager, is absolutely successful, phenomenal engineering manager on some of the lines that I worked on back when I was an engineering career. He told me about his college career. He mainly spent his time working on repairing small engines in a rental shop for 4 to 5 years and became extremely mechanical, at the same time taking his engineering classes. And because he had such good life integration skills, he became one of the most valued engineers on the process lines that I was working on in high volume manufacturing. So again, you know, I tell you this, you know, 100 times over, 1,000 times over, a guy who gets his hands greasy and dirty, a guy who gets out there and actually applies the things he learns on an afternoon, absolutely crucial. I think actually the college is pretty much going to go the way of the Edsel in the years to come. And ultimately, engineering firms are going to learn this pretty quickly, that you're going to have some classrooms attached to your engineering company where they, you know, take a few classes in the morning and then work as interns for the rest of the afternoon. They do that for 4 years, and they're going to be far, far, far better prepared for their engineering jobs than they would if they were off to a brick and mortar college and went wasting so much time and social experiences that only corrupt them. And then, you know, they get the bad worldview. It's an expensive thing. They go into, you know, $180,000 in debt, and the whole thing's just a mess. So yeah, college is failing at 100 different levels. It's too expensive. The return on investment has gone to seed. Since 1980, college education has risen, get this, 1,300%. Can you believe that? Since 1980, college education has risen 1,300%. You say, well, yeah, what about the CPI? The CPI is up 150%. Okay, so what's the difference? Tenfold. Do the math. That's tenfold.
Yeah. Wow.
Can you believe it? I mean, that's a tenfold increase over the CPI. Unbelievable. College debt has risen from $300 billion in 2004 to $1.75 billion in 2023. That's an increase of what? 6-7 fold. $300 billion to $1.75 trillion in just 20 years. 85% of kids who get bachelor's degrees, they're graduating with a bunch of debt. Okay. 85% of kids that get bachelor's degrees, they graduate with a bunch of debt, which means they're not going to get a job. So that's going to be hard to pay off the debt without a job. So these are the sorts of things that are affecting college educated kids these days. Also, the debt delay will ultimately delay your buying your first house, being debt free, and getting married. So other problems. Well, beyond that, of course, you got bad worldviews. Almost all the colleges are so woke. It's just disgusting. There's a lack of mentorship, discipleship, character building. There's no real life integration. Often you get just the opposite of what you want when it comes to character building in these schools. You don't need college for a lot of callings. Companies are more and more realizing they can train their own employees without this disconnect between the university and the industry that almost always prevails. So I guess what I'm saying is, if you can find a way to stay out of the box, stay out of the box. There's probably 100 different ideas in which you can prepare your children for life. And not only can they find a real job in the real world and start making money right away, but they're not going to be in $180,000 in debt on graduation and then spend the next 15 years of their life trying to pay that thing off. So, I mean, these are the benefits to mentorship. These are the benefits to getting off into the industry without the snag of having to go into a 4 to 5 year break in the college world. I'm thankful my son was able to, you know, do it, get into the industry without anything of a college degree, went to YouTube University and lived with Steve Vaughn actually for a number of years. And I think that helped too. And he's hoping to be able to pay off a house, yeah. Steve. I mean, I think you kind of helped with that a little bit, but he's hoping to be able to pay off a house and such, you know, he's married, has a little baby and just taking care of that little guy a couple of hours ago. But yeah, they're going to be, you know, they're going to be debt free and hopefully be able to pay off a house and get on with life. And that's what you want, I think, for a young man and a young woman as they get married and start having kids.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And that is the path to success. Do what you love to do and learn on the job. And I think that's where things are going to go. Be willing to learn, be teachable, and work hard.
And just really recommend mentorship. Because, Steve, it wasn't just me raising my son, but then he gets off into mentorships. I'm sure you put a fair amount of work into Daniel. I'm just using Daniel as the guinea pig here, but he probably had 4 or 5 men that were mentoring him along the way, and all that's of value. I'm sure he's very appreciative of these things. But this is what we want for our young men. I tell you what, mentorship is so good. First of all, you get into a field, you begin to network, and that networking enables you to understand more of the field, and then you find out how you can contribute best to the economy in that particular industry, and that leads you to your first big job, and then eventually, of course, you're trained to excel in that particular job because of the ongoing mentorships you've received along the way. So again, it's impossible for you to come out of a college where you've had all these disparate pieces that you've received over the previous 4 years and then integrate them into the whole of, you know, how to create a product and a service that's marketable to a society around you. It's impossible to do that unless you have a mentor that shows you how to pull all those disparate pieces together and then build a house as a contractor or, you know, put together a manufactured product that could be useful or manage a large system of retail outlets without running the whole business into the ground. You can't do it as a college graduate, but as one who's been mentored by the most successful people in the industry, you're going to become one of the more successful people in the next generation. I can't think of a better solution than mentorship in order to bring that about.
Yeah, that's really the way to go, is to learn on the job, because now you're doing what you're learning. It's not just theory, it's actually practiced together.
And you're getting it from a mentor who's, you know, he's gone the distance, he knows how to, you know, he's made the mistakes, and he can kind of watch for the mistakes. He can work on the character of the young person as well. As long as there's a reception of that, sometimes there's a little bit of a pushback. But if the mentee is interested in receiving that mentorship and really does, you know, seek some level of success, whether it be in the spiritual life in terms of his character or in the economic life in terms of being a successful engineer, doctor, et cetera, et cetera. If he works with an accomplished lawyer, doctor, engineer, that will help him succeed in the business or the ministry that he's signing himself up for. So many benefits to mentorship, my friends. We introduced mentorship in our little book, How the World Runs and Your Part in It. And that, of course, is for 14-year-olds. And I recommend that book as the intro to the macroeconomy and really everything there is to learn about the microeconomy, at least for a 14-year-old, how to get your first job, how to be a Joseph in the workplace, how to turn a typical $16 an hour job into a fruitful mentorship that could yield hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions of dollars, to your own success in the years to come. So again, finding ways in which you can work your way into a mentorship. These are the sorts of things that we would put into our book, How the World Runs and Your Part in It. There's also a study guide that goes with it in which a young person is challenged to get their first project done, whether it be the first lemonade stand or whether it be working with a ministry or getting the first job or what have you. But they're required to have their first mentor do an assessment of their progress along the way for, say, about a 9-month period. So again, that comes in our little course, How the World Runs and Your Part in It. And then, of course, the Kickstart program for like 16, 17, 18-year-olds who are really about ready to get into mentorship, and they want to know how to do it. So friends, that course, very, very valuable. Now, you could spend $180,000 on a college education, or $99 or $149 or whatever it is for our Kickstart program, either way. But I would highly recommend going with a mentorship, because that's going to yield far, far more fruit than a college education. Now, not to say that college education cannot be fruitful. It does provide, you know, something. It gives you the books, gives you some know-how, a little bit of knowledge, but not so much the know-how. And but the rest of it is going, the other 90% is going to happen through the internships and the mentorships, effective mentorships. So be sure that your children are prepared for effective mentorships using our program, How the World Runs, and your part in it. The other is Kickstart. It's called Kickstart. All of it available at generations.org. And friends, if you have any questions, comments, additions, subtractions, ideas for this program, just email me at host@generations.org. We'd love to cover these issues as we talk to thousands of parents who are really wanting to raise their children the nurture and admonition of the Lord Jesus Christ, and to be warriors for Christ, and to be able to cast down all those bad imaginations and high things that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God and Christ. They want a good worldview for their kids, and they want to work their kids into a successful life in the future, whether that be in family life, economic life, their spiritual life, their church life, what have you. Really, what we're trying to do is equip the men and women of God for every good work, and equip the men and women of God to equip their little men and little women of God for every good work. So I think that's the goal of the program. So if you have any comments or anything to add to the program, just email me at host@generations.org. This is Kevin Swanson and Steve Vaughn, and we want to invite you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.